You're free now. Free to stream beyond your wildest dreams. Free to be everything you imagine, and then some. That's how it feels to have Quantum Fiber. Your world unleashed. Learn more at quantumfiber.com. Limited availability. Service in select locations only.
This is Dr. Tamara Sheffield from Intermountain Health with Your Life, Your Health. Surgeons at Intermountain Primary Children's Hospital are the first in the nation to successfully implant a new brain shunt accessory for young patients with hydrocephalus, a neurological condition that causes a buildup of cerebrospinal fluid in the deep cavities of the brain that often causes frequent hospitalizations. This extra fluid puts pressure on the brain and can cause brain damage. Hydrocephalus is characterized by head enlargement in infants. Treatment is often a tube or a shunt that's inserted surgically into a ventricle of the brain to drain excess fluid, but over time, the device can often become dislodged or clogged, which requires more procedures and hospitalizations. Many patients require multiple brain surgeries to manage their hydrocephalus and their shunt. The new device was recently cleared by the FDA to non-invasively improve, restore, and maintain flow in hydrocephalus brain shunts. The device stays in place better and avoids clogging due to its design. U of U Health and Intermountain Primary Children's Hospital pediatric neurosurgeon, Dr. Sam Cheshire, was the first surgeon to implant this new shunt accessory in a patient this summer at Intermountain Primary Children's Hospital. He says he's already seeing major success. This device is a major step in treatment of hydrocephalus patients. I'm glad Intermountain Primary Children's Hospital is at the forefront of using it, said Dr. Cheshire. Doctors say reducing the number of surgeries required for hydrocephalus patients will reduce the cost of care for the condition. But more importantly, it is also safer for patients. I'm Dr. Tamara Sheffield with Intermountain Health on KSL News Radio.